Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you. On a Tuesday, Kenny Ducey, NBC Sports Edge, the Action Network HQ, the boardroom. He's on the Roman guest line. He's going to join us now to talk some Wimbledon here. Kenny, let's start with some bad news. Matteo Berrettini out of Wimbledon after testing positive for COVID. Tell us about Matteo, the loss, and kind of what this means now for the rest of the odds in the field that he's not going to participate.
Yeah, this is devastating news. And for anyone out there like me who had a Matteo Berrettini ticket, I think that, you know, you're kind of sulking right now this morning. Matteo Berrettini, in my eyes, was going to win Wimbledon. You know, Novak Djokovic is, you know, for all intents and purposes, the best grass court player in the world, but he lacked any sort of match fitness. We saw that yesterday, sort of, you know, moping around out there, not great body language and not a great performance, even though he did come through against Sunmu Kwan, had to go four sets. You know, Matteo Berrettini had won 9 straight grass matches. He just won 2 grass titles. This guy has only lost 3 matches in the last 3 seasons on grass, 1 to Novak Djokovic in the final here last year, 1 to Roger Federer at Wimbledon, and 1 to David Goffin. So, I mean, this guy's pretty unstoppable on grass. And I think for many years, we're going to see him dominate Wimbledon. We're going to see him dominate grass court season. You know, I guess if there's any consolation for him winning Wimbledon this year, he would not have picked up the ranking points because there's, you know, obviously a depleted field and they decided not to give out ranking points this year. But it is devastating. And, you know, Matteo Berrettini was in a loaded quarter three, but I still believed he was going to come through that quarter and come through it pretty convincingly. And I mean, I think this is a blessing for the rest of the field. If you're a better out there who has a future that's not involving Matteo Berrettini, maybe you have Nick Kyrgios or Roberto Bautista Agut, especially in that quarter, you feel better. But it's already been a wild Wimbledon. Hubert Hurkacz was knocked out yesterday. And this is, you know, Marin Cilic as well, a guy who people thought was going to make the semis of Wimbledon. He's a great grass court player. He had to drop out due to COVID. Now Berrettini, this is getting a little ridiculous. And it almost feels like the stars are aligning for Rafa Nadal to win another Grand Slam.
Kenny, let's dial it back and do some betting Wimbledon 101 stuff, because there are a lot of people, slow retirement sports calendar, they're going to bet tennis, and they don't normally bet tennis. Maybe it's the only time of the year they're betting tennis. What are some things that you believe when it comes down to futures? Do you mostly attack matchups? Is there a certain percentage where you put much more money on matchups, your handicapping style, some stuff that as you're breaking these matchups down that you start to look at and that people should consider?
So the way that you really want to figure out who's going to win these matches is you have to look at form. And that is, I you know, mostly what I bet off of. And if you can figure out whose form is fool's gold, who had some tough breaks, right? You know, maybe lost to some good players, and maybe is a little undervalued, that is just as valuable as, hey, this guy, you know, these wins are, you know, not, they're kind of fraudulent. He beat, you know, 4 guys in a row, but they're not great. That is how I generally attack these. Obviously, there are some matchups where the matchup is too, you know, just too good, like a lefty and Rafa Nadal going up against a guy, a right-hander with a weak backhand, right? Like those are going to be pretty brutal trades for that guy. You know, ironically talking about Matteo Berrettini, like if you have a guy that has a bad backhand going up against a lefty, it's not going to be good. But anyway, yeah, I mean, look, I think in the futures markets, especially there is some value in betting way ahead of time. You know, if you last year even were going to get Carlos Alcaraz in a few futures, I think that there was some inherent value there because the closing line value was just insane. Like, he's now, you know, one of the three favorites to win every Grand Slam. And back, you know, back 6 months ago, he was not. But aside from that, you know, I saw a lot of people love Felix Auger-Aliassime coming into this one when Alexander Zverev went down due to injury and they ruled out the Russians for this tournament. But then you look at the way the draw breaks. He has to play Maxime Cressy today. That instantly turns me off of that future completely. So, you know, I think that it's a lot of the draw is definitely going to dictate a lot of where you go with futures. I did mention Nick Kyrgios and Roberto Bautista Agut. If you want to look at futures right now, that quarter three is wide open at this point. You know, Jensen Brooksby could even go to the quarterfinals, and a young American. So, you know, the draw does dictate a lot of where you want to go with futures, unless you're going to bet on, you know, Iga Swiatek at the French Open or the U.S. Open or the Australian Open or Djokovic in any one of those, you know, draws and just hope he gets through, which, you know, frankly, sometimes that is the right play. I do sometimes wait for the draws to come out before pulling the trigger on futures. But tennis betting is very interesting. You make a lot of money live as well. So that's also one of the special things about betting tennis is yesterday you could have gotten Hubert Hurkacz at over plus 1,000 odds when he had down match point to Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina in the fourth set. Then you could have gotten Davidovich-Fokina, as I did, at plus 1,100 at 30 all in, you know, when Hurkacz was serving for the match. So that is the special thing about tennis is you get these wild, rapid swings. A guy can go from plus 1,000 to plus 300 to win a match in just 3 minutes. So that is all. That's always something to look out for. And I mean, I could talk for 5 hours, Joe, about the tips to bet on tennis. But that's certainly one of them. There's a lot of momentum swings, my friend, and it is a great sport because of that.
I was just going to ask you about the live bet. Because there's several matches underway right now and you see some big favorites. So what is your strategy when it comes to live betting tennis in a tournament like Wimbledon?
So there's naturally a lot of guys, right, who if you're targeting early on, you know, Nick Kyrgios, for example, losing the first set to a great young Brit in Paul Jubb, who played excellent tennis at South Carolina. You know, if you have some guys who you are very, very confident in advancing, right? I mean, and you take advantage of them going down a break early, going down a set early, especially in these Grand Slams. It's all, you know, Grand Slams are special too because they're best of five. So, you know, if a guy going down two sets is not a death sentence, but a set certainly is just basically, you know, easy to throw away. And you'll see some books even. You know, Davidovich-Fokina, as I mentioned yesterday, he goes up two sets to love. He's only about minus 220 to win that match. So on both sides of the coin, if you believe in an underdog and you think that, you know, he is poised to win, you know, after two sets, even sometimes you can still get a good price. But I think one of the bigger things for people who regularly bet tennis is definitely what we call the boomerang break, which is a player expending a lot of energy in a service game to break serve. He comes up with three or four break points, can't get it done, you know, and then all of a sudden that same player, the next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Service game, they have to go back out and serve. They're thinking about all those lost opportunities, and then they most of the time run into some trouble there on their serve, a lot of times anyway. And you know, it happens a lot on the WTA tour, it happens a lot on the ATP tour. It doesn't really matter what the match is. Psychologically, sometimes it can be a lot to overcome. So, you know, that could help you in a situation where, you know, you got someone and they're up a set in the break, and then they go for the double break and then they don't get it. Maybe you want to cash out if it goes to love 15, or, you know, or hedge a little bit on the next game, whatever you want to do. Those are some live strategies that people take into account. But I think, you know, the obvious here is, like, you know, no, I mean, and the books have caught up, obviously, but, you know, taking Novak Djokovic to win a set after he goes down a break, sometimes you want to wait a little bit, but that always is a solid strategy. It is certainly, you have a field day betting these live matches. Although I will say the matches on the board right now, I don't know if I see many people coming back out of these deficits. The Hugo Gaston, Alexei Popyrin one's actually sort of interesting. Maybe Popyrin is worth a little live look, but it is in general those strategies that we employ.
Kenny, all right, so your guy is out, unfortunately, and you talked about how disappointed you are. Who else do you like? Give us some names, some thoughts on the tournament we have going on right now, and what else, whether you have bets in or you considered it. Give us some names you like here coming up.
Sure. I think in terms of the future market, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I really want to attack this third quarter now that Matteo Berrettini is out, because, you know, this is the non-Novak Djokovic half. And right now, you know, we have a wealth of talent in this quarter. And look, the bottom quarter especially, that's Nadal's quarter. Marin Cilic is out. And I just told you, I think Felix Auger-Aliassime is going to go out today. So, I think this is a very weak half. And I think someone from this third quarter, whoever wins it, is going to come out and go ahead into the semifinals. So, you know, there's three names I'm looking at right now. It's Stefanos Tsitsipas, Nick Kyrgios, and Roberto Bautista Agut. Tsitsipas, to me, he's going to have to face Kyrgios. He just lost to Kyrgios on grass. He's made some incredible strides on grass. But Nick Kyrgios, to me, is a top 10 grass player in the world right now. He is dialed in. He is playing excellent tennis. He is one of the hardest men on tour to break on grass. Whoever wins that match between him and Roberto Bautista Agut, I think, is going to win this quarter. And with that, I think that those guys are definitely worth a look. Kyrgios is playing lights out tennis. I think he's still around plus 3,000. I'm not sure how the odds shifted, but as of last night, he was. And I know Bautista Agut was like plus 15,000 coming into the tournament to win it all. But, you know, that's a guy who's been to the semifinals before. That's a guy who's beaten Novak Djokovic before. He is an excellent grass court player. And I mean, it's one of those futures where you take it and you just don't really believe it's going to cash. But hey, maybe you ride that all the way to the final and you find a way to hedge it live. Maybe he takes a set, one of the first couple sets, whatever it may be. These are interesting names definitely to look out for and guys that I'm looking at. In terms of today's bets, I'm currently on Marcos Fierro, and I think the line has shifted a little bit. But I mentioned Maxime Cressy. That's got to be my favorite bet today. He's a great grass court player. He serves and volleys on every point, and he's going to make life miserable for young Felix Auger-Aliassime. Auger-Aliassime has this bad reputation for really not coming through his early round matches at Grand Slams very convincingly. He has terrible issues with nerves, and I think this is going to be a really tough one for him. I got the 4.5 games with a little sprinkle on the money line with Cressy. And again, this is just a guy who's absolutely lethal on grass. Cressy just went to the final in Eastbourne. He beat some excellent players, and he loves playing big servers like Auger-Aliassime because he returns inside the baseline, and just kind of bunts the return back down the baseline, or sideline rather. So I really think he's got a very good shot. I think 4.5 games, way too many games to spot Cressy, given the fact that he holds at such a high rate, especially on grass. That's a big time upset brewing for sure. And also Dennis Kudla. Dennis Kudla just beat Lorenzo Sonego on grass. He beat him in Miami as well. It's 2-0 against Lorenzo Sonego. Both wins coming this year. And he's still the underdog in this match. And I still think he's going to win. He's an excellent grass court player. And I think those are my it's ironically, you know, they're both Americans. So who knows what's going to happen. But
great stuff. Kenny Ducey, NBC Sports Edge on the Roman guest line. Alex Christensen joins us next right here on the BetQL Network.